here comes a show.
Hello, everybody. We are back with the Fast Break Podcast episode. Is it four?
Season two, episode four.
We got today Alex, Neil. You want to say hi?
Hi.
We have Joey.
Hey, y'all.
And new guest, Charlie.
What's popping, crew? We back on the vlog train. You already know how it is. Come on now.
Today we're just going to start off. Charlie was also on the basketball team, so we'll just start off. Before we even talk about anything, you know, Charlie, what were your thoughts on the season?
Well, as the only black hooper at Hinsdale Central, I think... the season was great, so we can edit that shit out, right?
No, we can't.
All right, anyway, the season was great. I really enjoyed Ben Kalal's advice. He's a really good coach. We made it far. Tough loss at the end of the year, but overall conference champs, so that's all that matters.
Alex, you did the game lines, right, for the Central LT game?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to be talking. So right now, it's the day of the Central LT game. And, I mean, we're recording this like 2 o'clock.
Tip.
Yeah. Here's some bird noises. And, we're just going to talk about what we think is going to happen during the game.
Yeah,
If we're just talking about who are we picking to win, let's go around the tar. Joey, you start.
Hinsdale Central. There's no way we lose to LT. All
right, Charlie.
Hot take here. I think Whitney Young's gonna win this one.
Stop making a mockery of our profession.
Sorry, boys. I'm also gonna go with Hinsdale Central. I think it's gonna be a dogfight, but at the end of the day, we have more grit than most teams in the school, and we're really making a run
school
this
land?
Year. So, I think we really got this one in the bag. Three-peat for the boys, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm picking Hinsdale. I'm not really gonna. I'll go in depth on it when I do my lines, but I'm picking Hinsdale Central as well. I think Dylan's gonna pick LT.
Dude, I don't want to take LT because he knew it. But, like, let's just say this. I want Hinsdale Central to win so bad. LT, and Hinsdale Central's hot, but LT just beat Curry. They just played a really good team and beat them. We just played two shitty teams, I'm pretty sure. Not shitty, but, like, compared to Curry. Curry's ranked top 10.
But there's a reason LT had to play Curry and didn't get a cupcake regional. We got a cupcake regional because we're better.
Yeah, but we haven't. I also don't think. So I was talking to some of the guys on the team, one guy on the team that's a sophomore, and it's just I'm hearing about the practices. I don't think, like, it's not like the same as like during LT week. Like, you, like, there's going to be a different level of intensity. But they've only had like 2 days of practice plus Saturday, which I don't think even helps that much because it was like the day after the regional. So I don't know. And also, I was talking to, like, I also heard that, like, they would really want to beat DGN on Friday, and some of the guys on the team are, like, more worried about DGN than they are about LT.
Yeah, it's
so I think that they're looking ahead too much. So, like,
I think there's only six people on the team that actually matters how well they play.
I know.
And I'm assuming you didn't talk to any of them, right?
No, I didn't.
So I don't think. I think Tyler Thick's input isn't that, like. I don't think you can use that to sum up the whole team. I think Ben Oosterbaum's pretty.
No, but I could also see. I could also see how they could look ahead. Because they split.
It's true.
They
easy to get ahead in life.
Yeah, they split with.
Especially when you go to Hinsdale Central.
They split with DGN, but they swept LT. And it's at
home. I don't
home.
Think they're that, like, stupid to think, like, oh, this is gonna be an easy game.
No, I heard. One of them say talking in the hallways and like, yeah, it's gonna be really close. Like, just nervous. I'm not saying who.
Yeah. You're not saying who? You think you're, like, freaking Shams with your sources?
Yeah, I am Shams.
No, I don't think
it's actually Shams.
I don't think they're that. Really?
Yeah, it is.
Is it Shams?
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Dude. All
right.
I only see his tweets. I don't, like,
all right,
hear
tell
him
us, what's the spread, Alex? Just
all
say
right,
the spread.
Hinsdale Central minus, like, all right, home court advantage. I'll give them 2.5 points for that. I think I'd take them minus one anyway, so I say Hinsdale Central minus 3.5.
That's such an easy spread.
No. I'm not actually changing that because home court advantage isn't real because LT will have just as many kids there as Hinsdale Central.
Yeah, but it's our rims.
That hurts us.
Yeah, the Nicklatory three-point magnets will be activated.
I'm saying, if that's the spread, then yeah, I'm taking
half.
LT.
2.5.
Oh,
Del Central minus 2.5. By the way, that's 1 point that I just changed. So
I know.
That's not that big a difference.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to be a close game. Let's just...
No, I actually don't think it is.
It's very unlikely that the game ends with, like, a team winning by 2, 3, or 4 because of, one, free throws. Or 2 or 3, you could win off a buzzer beater, but if you're not going to win by 4. If you're up 4, the other team's going to foul you. Like, 4 is a weird number for a game to end on.
Really? I think the final score... I think it's going to be... The final score is going to be 54.
Did you say 50 points
right
now?
To 41. So, I think we're going to win by a pretty decent margin here. I don't think it's going to be a close game. We brought the smoke. The polonoscopy is out of doctor's appointment, I'm pretty sure. So, this is going to be walking through the cake fields, as they say, back in my country.
Walking through the cake fields.
If you guys don't know, I'm from Slovenia. And, Luka Doncic.
Charlie, shut up. Joey, who are you taking, spread?
I'm taking Hinsdale Central in a close one. Okay. I think towards the end, we'll be up about, like, 1 or 2 possessions, and it'll come down to free throws, like Alex said, and we'll pull one.
I'm taking LT. I think it's going to be close, but I think it's going to be, like, last time, because I think the first time wasn't... Actually, no, I'm agreeing with you guys. LT sucked at our place. They couldn't shoot on our rims before.
Yeah, but the game... What did we actually win by 8 points?
8.
What were we up by when we started shooting free throws? Like, 4?
No, 6. More. We were up the entire game. Yeah. They started to come back at the end. That's when, remember at the end where Niego hit that 1-3 where it was like a couple crazy threes by him at the end?
No, I don't really. All right,
what are
the
What are the player props?
Hey, what about the over under?
Total?
Yeah.
Anyone want to help me with that one? Joey,
you're the line master.
Joey, 97.
Under.
97.
In a playoff game.
Over.
With high intensity. And
I'm taking it on
matchup.
The dot, 97. Putting 10K on it.
97 and a half.
No, just 97 points.
So under. So under, Charles.
No, I'm taking the 97.
The line was 97 and a half.
Yeah, I changed it. It was just added a point to it. Half a point.
Well, I still have to call.
Charlie, you're not playing poker on your phone anymore. 97 and a half. I'll take the over. I think that we're going to have a really high-scoring fourth quarter.
I don't think it. I think...
No, it's under by, like, 20 here. The final score last time was, like, 43 to 30-something.
That's...
So.
That's. Oh, yeah, that's in the 80s, I guess.
What was the final score? The last one was, like, 54-52?
Yeah, that's a away game.
It's not on our rims.
Yeah. Our rims minus...
Our rims... No team... I've never seen a team shoot good on our rims. In sophomore
games. A kid on Whitney Young
sophomore.
Last night, that kid.
He was not shooting that good.
That
like,
one kid on Glenbard West.
Oh, that is true. That was crazy.
Oh, my. You mean the second half?
Against us?
Yeah.
That kid was good. Like, yeah. You're right. He hit 4 threes and, like...
Oh, yeah.
All right.
PG.
What's the Ben Oosterbaan? I'm saying 15 and a half should be... Yeah.
15?
He had 17 last game. He's around that mark.
No,
every
he didn't.
Year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he had 20 because I said 19 and a half and he had 20.
All right.
He definitely
check your phone. Somebody check their phone.
For what?
Am
I trying to prove? Oh, the LT game?
I'm not saying the LT game. I'm talking about just
last game?
Because we didn't put props on the last LT game.
How many
we didn't
points?
Do a podcast for the last LT
How many
game.
Points did...
17 is last game.
I know that. You just mentioned. How many points did Ben have in the other two LT games?
I don't know.
22.
Well, this is actually easy to figure out.
He had 22.
No, we're not going to base it off the LT games.
I just want to know.
I don't know.
Hey, I got it.
I'm going to say...
Joey, the accountant is on it.
I'll say 16 and a half because...
16 and a half?
They're going to be game planning for fucking Ben.
Oh, we had 22. Big surprise. Who told you that
one?
Who told you that one?
They're not winning if he doesn't have 20 plus. Oh, but you said...
Emerson also can ball out.
Emerson got hot for one quarter. Like, I'm not saying Emerson can't ball out, but
also,
Emerson...
nobody talks about... When Polonoscopy hit all his threes, it was because PG got subbed out for an entire quarter, basically.
Maybe they won't sub PG out.
Yeah, because PG can fucking guard. He's so athletic.
Oh, Ben Usman was guarding him when he got cooked.
No, that's when. Yeah, him and Billy were both.
Yeah.
Billy the kid's your noodle.
Mm-hmm. All right, any other player props? What's the over-under on turnovers for Evan Phillips?
I have to go under.
As usual, negative
0.5. Yeah,
all right.
I'm going to go negatives on that one.
All right, I'm going to say the spread is 1.5.
Under.
What?
Under.
Last time, hey, the first LT game when we did this, I said over, and the over hit.
Yeah, that's a once in a lifetime
thing. 2.5 Jackson Nego 3-pointers made.
Under. He had one good shooting game against us. He didn't really that have a big of an impact the first
he
game.
He did. I watched.
And he's so 50.
Very 50. He doesn't have that dog in him.
He's pretty dope.
I mean, yeah, he's pretty soft.
He is a lockdown product, which is why he's made an impact in some of the games. But other than that, he's also a Nepo child because his dad started lockdowns.
So. I think it was his grandfather, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was his grandfather. Because it's Harrison Yeo that started it. And he played in the league.
Like the league?
The NBA.
Like the
Golden State Warriors.
Really? If I go on Basketball Reference, will I find
that's what somebody told me. It may not be true. I probably am really gullible. It was like one of the... he was for sure lying there. She was Josh. What else? Is there anything else we got to say about the LT game?
PG 8 points. Who has a fun one little line? For?
7.5. That's a pretty good line.
I would say 6.5 is a good line. I was going to take the over. If you said 22.5, I'd take the over because you have to take PGs over all the time.
How many waves? How about that?
Oh, that was what I wanted to do. I'd say, okay, if you think, how many points do you think he's going to have? Like an exact number of
waves
points?
In the crowd?
I think around 8.
You think
he's
going to
have all twos or maybe two free throws?
We have to hit a jump shot to do the wave.
No.
He scores and does the, that thing. He has to make a jump shot.
That was so tough after the game when he did like the little, that was.
I thought you guys meant like the woo.
Woo! Oh my gosh, Joey!
I can get us two of them.
How many? I believe that we will win. Chance will happen during the game. Those chants are so ass.
Over under 17.5. How many daddy's money? Oh! Over under 0.5 daddy's money chance.
Over.
We have to win. We have to win for there to be a daddy's money chance. Otherwise, they'll do a chant that's actually about basketball if they're winning.
No, they did it. They did. They do it every year.
Until South always does it because they always lose.
No, I've been at games since I was, like, younger. They did it all the time, even when we were losing.
Whoop-diddy-daisy. New Jersey Dylan Dell migrated here to go to LT basketball game.
I hate you.
I'd fight, personally.
We have beef on this podcast now. All over $20.
All right, now let me win this.
Over $20.
That was a good one. I actually thought that was kind of funny, and then no one laughed, so it sounded like I was being sarcastic.
Okay, well, I think we should just transition. We're going to do some pick... Oh, can you let me use your phone now?
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do some pick'em and then we're gonna go into the game
show. I don't know where my phone. Oh, there it is.
Oh shoot!
I got it.
I don't even remember my own notes though.
They're on the thing.
No, my notes aren't. It's just the outline. So I wasn't gonna give you guys my notes. Silly. All right, you guys are probably gonna have to pull out ESPN for half of these to pick your.
How am I gonna do that?
You're right. That's tough. I'll pick it up. Pick it out on my phone. So first conference we have is the ASUN conference.
Marshall.
Marshall
conference?
I don't think so. Wait, here.
I'm it's the A-Fun.
No, that's the Fun Belt.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. It's all fun and games.
Wait, why are you going to... No, this is the one.
Go on the score.
You have ESPN downloaded?
Go on the score.
The score?
Mm-hmm. And then go... Yeah, I'll share it too. I just use it for now?
Yeah.
Well... Here, we can share. And then go to leagues, and then go NCAA basketball, then all conferences, and then it has all of them.
Wait, A-Sun is a conference?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not. Oh, Atlantic Sun.
Oh, yeah. That's what the A stands for. Silly goose. All right. Who do we have in the...
Can I see it?
The fuck? It just went...
The Western.
No, yeah. You have to do it again.
Oh, my God. I got it.
Are we doing every conference?
No. The mid-majors only. Like, the ones... The tournaments that start by, like, around Friday. So then we can do another podcast this weekend.
Is that Liberty Conference?
Wow, it is really hot in here. All right. All right, so who do you guys have? I think everybody should have the same one. That's I have Liberty.
Libertyville.
Yeah, they just beat Bellarmine, which is one of my favorite teams.
Lipscomb.
Who are you taking, Charlie? Actually.
Should I take Queens University? They might have already lost.
What about you, Joe?
How about... No, I agree with you.
Sounds like you're picking out ice cream.
Liberty's a force.
I forget why I picked them, but there are some good notes I had. And it's not just because they're the one seed. All right, Big South is next up.
Can you name... Let me see it.
Hang on.
You said Big South?
Big South. Oh, I remember who I won in this.
I think Radford on this one.
That's who I was thinking
of. Oh, Winthrop.
I did an entire speech on Radford a couple years ago because I knew a story about him.
Oh, yeah, Radford. Winthrop is... Was one of my favorite teams. I thought they were going to upset Villanova. It was like three tournaments ago.
I said it on this podcast. No, actually, no. They got blown out, right?
Yeah, they did.
And they're hot, winning four in a row. I think they can carry
Winthrop?
That over.
they want Fun Arrow.
I'm saying about it's either Michigan. Radford or Longwood, because Longwood, I'm pretty sure, still has...
You said Longwood.
Dude, that's a good one.
All right.
I mean, UNC Asheville's on a six-game win streak, though.
But actually, they're 13-0 at home, 10-6 on the road. I think that'll play into their success in the tournament.
That's true.
So I don't think that they'll be able Radford's to succeed also in the very good away. And I don't like
none of these teams Asheville. Play good away. Maybe Presbyterian pulls it out with their 0-15 away record.
It's not bad.
God.
Not bad, God.
What's their record at home? Their record at home is 5-9.
It's not that bad.
All right. What's next up? Horizon. This is. I'm sorry for the podcast viewers if you don't like this episode, because this is our warm up.
They'll like the game. They'll like the game that we're gonna play.
Oh yeah, that would be a good game.
Just stick around for the game or fast forward till the game. Don't care either way.
Okay, Horizon League.
Just watch me win this game that we're playing.
I mean. It's obviously Milwaukee.
All right, 3-2.
I don't
one.
Know anything. I'll say Youngstown.
I took Milwaukee because Patrick Baldwin went there, and I remember he used to be super good.
He wasn't that good. That's why he had to go to Milwaukee.
This is why he doesn't.
No,
he got, his dad coached there. Yeah.
Okay. Very passionate.
It was a bad idea for him to go to Milwaukee. I'm not gonna lie, because he didn't play that good. No, he didn't play that good there. That's why he didn't.
He got injured a lot.
It seems like
that's why he's in the NBA, right?
All right. Missouri Valley. Missouri Valley. I have the standings up right here. That's all you really care about. I'm going to take...
Belmont?
Yeah. This is Bradley's year.
I'm taking Bradley. I've been following Bradley on Instagram the entire year. Not because I was like, oh, I want to like follow this really cool mid-major program. This kid on AAU got an offer from Bradley, and I was like, I didn't even know Bradley was a school, so I followed them. Also, Bradley almost upset MSU a couple years ago.
It was never a doubt. I actually remember that game.
It was in sixth grade.
I was gonna make. No, it was after that. I think. No, seventh grade is COVID year. So it would have been sixth grade.
Yeah, and then
I was gonna mention that.
I just remember Bradley.
Depends on Valentine was too good.
So I'm taking Bradley. I've been following their Instagram for so long, and I just see all their stuff.
You're a
real
fanboy?
I'm basically a fanboy. I'm basically a true fan. So that's one of the teams I want to see do well, just because I follow them. On to the Northeast, and we're just gonna let Charlie do this one.
Can Northeast? I make my picks? I want to see how I do at the end.
All right, this one I'm going. I had a big upset in the Northeast tournament.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm actually going with the Sacred Heart. See, you might not think you might not have heard of them, but actually, they're a really solid competitor. They are. They're gonna be playing Wagner, which is an easy win first round. Then they're gonna head up to probably Stonehill, which they've beaten twice this year. So honestly, I think that they'll have a good chance in the finals.
Do you make that up, or just is true?
Joey, you go on to Ohio Valley. You do the Ohio Valley.
Wait, can
conference.
I say something about that conference real quick?
Which one?
Like Ohio Merrimack. Valley? Merrimack.
Oh, one
of our Hinsdale Central alumni goes to Merrimack, if you two didn't know.
Oh, yeah?
Ryan Isaacson. He doesn't play, but he's on the team of Merrimack.
Shout out to Jake Wass at Wisconsin Water. Whitewater.
That's not who it is. It's Ryan Isaacson. You shout him out now.
Shout out Ryan Isaacson.
All right, and then Alex, you can do this one since I know you like the Sun Belt, and I'll do the next one.
Sun Belt. Oh, Marshall's ranked number two now. They're ranked number three recently. They must have beat whoever number three is.
I think they're tied for conference. No, they're not. All right, so Joey, do you have the Northeast up?
I thought you said Ohio Valley.
No, Northeast for you.
You did say Ohio Valley.
That's the one that Charlie just said.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Ohio Valley. I was just joshing with you. All right, Alex, you start, and then Joey can follow.
I watched a Marshall game the other day, and I also bet on the under of a different Marshall game the other day. So I picked Marshall. I don't really know anything about any other teams. I've just watched Marshall before, and I liked how they played. They were playing against... It was a team in the conference. No, it was not a team in the conference. Oh, it was James Madison. No, it wasn't. It might have been. I don't know. They were playing someone. No, they were playing South Florida. South Florida in this conference?
Dude, I don't know. Just make it up your mind.
All right. I'm going with Marshall because there's a movie about the Marshall football team when all their players died in a plane crash.
Okay, I like more...
We are Marshall. You ever seen that movie, Joey?
No. I think you say Fox Sports. But I like Morehead State because their mascot's kind of cool, and they were in the tournament last year.
That's why I picked Belmont. Oh, I get the West Coast. All right.
They've won five in a row.
Why do you get the good one?
Because I was just going in line.
If you don't say St. Mary's, I'm getting...
No, it is St. Mary's.
No, it's not. It's Pepperdine, guys. I will put money on Pepperdine this year.
How much money?
They're a very athletic aquatic school, and I think that'll carry over. They have a very good team for water polo. And for swimming, their swimming's very good, I've heard. So I'd like to get a scholarship there. Pepperdine, if you're listening to this,
All right, all right, shut up. This is my time. This is my time.
All right, sorry.
So obviously St. Mary's, but I more have a, I more have a, it's St. Mary's, obviously. I just want to talk about their bracket. I hate it. There's no way you would take anybody other than Gonzaga and St. Mary's just because of their names, first of all. But second of all, if you saw their bracket, it's an arrow. St. Mary's and Gonzaga both have byes straight into the semifinal, which is unfair.
Not really. I mean, what other school in the conference has any, like, deserves any?
No, but, like, you can't have a bye all the way to the semi.
Why not?
Because it's not, that's like, if you saw their bracket, it just looks,
I mean, they might as well just play the championship between those two right now.
I don't know.
Watch. Who else, who's the third team in the conference? Santa Clara.
They have other schools in the conference, so, like, BYU is a notable name, but not all, like, big-name schools are good. Like, some, like, Gonzaga's not having their best year. The only reason they're, like, I think
25 and
they haven't played any good competition, though.
Other than St. Mary's.
And they lost to St. Mary's.
Beat them, too.
Yeah, but they split. And they lost them at home.
I think that woman just got a ticket.
And she just threw it away.
She just threw it away.
Guys, I have to go. And yes, I know it's a moving car, but I will see you guys later. Can you open the door? The shower lock's on.
Oh, my bad.
All right, just slow down a little bit.
Oh, shit!
He actually...
Oh, my God.
Bye, Charlie.
The entire parking lot is staring at us right now.
Call an ambulance.
Yeah. All right, the final one we'll talk about is the Patriot League, but we're just going to let Joey talk about it.
Colgate.
Joey, do you want to have a little monologue? I feel like you don't
speak. Joey rant.
Joey doesn't speak that much, and this is his time.
So, after Cummings left last year, oh, he was so great. And we really had a chance at the end to beat Wisconsin, but the refs, of course, had to bail out Johnny,
Mom, Davis. I thought he was going to rhyme.
But this year, we have Braden Smith, who's even better than Nelly Cummings. Sorry. He helps run the offense. He's a great shot creator in the mid-range and the three-point range. And we also have a veteran in Tucker Richardson in his fifth year, sniper and all-Patriot League defender, with a solid big man in the middle with Keegan Records that forms a formidable trio for any top seed in the tournament. Watch out. Colgate is coming this year.
Just like Cummings? is that it? Is that all you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Who are they projected to play in the first round as of right now?
I don't know, but I just think that Navy's going to pull out the upset.
Fuck you.
I'm just kidding. I like Colgate. I think they're cute. I already know they're going to win our bracket together, so, I mean, we might as well just support them.
Yeah. You don't want to support them. It ruins our bracket every year.
Yeah, but we're going to do competitive brackets.
Ruins.
And put money.
Sorry.
Wait, what?
Just
I don't know. Really, I'm gonna pick. You know what? I'm gonna pick another underdog to rival. Oh, Charlie just barking. Charlie's barking beside us.
Charlie left. He died in the car.
Right. He's somehow driving the car. Charlie, want to say anything? What are your thoughts on Colgate?
It's copyrighted. Open the closing window.
Charlie's trying to get us demonetized. Yeah. He's shaking his car.
All right, he's gone. We're going to start the game now. So, basically how this game... Okay, 1 second.
I just wanted to... You're still recording?
Yeah, wait, you got to scream.
I just wanted to say... Colgate for life!
Yeah! Just grab it right in music. All right, we're going to start a new game now, which is... What's it called? What are we going to call it?
I don't know. The Dillandell Game of Games.
I don't know. We'll just call it College GM Game Show. That's a great name for it.
College GM? Because they have those in college.
I know, exactly. That's why. It's a fantasy
College game. Athletic Director Game Show.
So how the game starts, you're going to get five. It's just going to be... So each category, there's three rounds. There's guards, forwards, and then bigs. And you're going to answer a trivia question at the start of every round for a power-up. But no matter what, every round, you're going to get to scout two players where you get to hear a description of them. And then... In the game, before you're going to both pick your players before the end of the round, and then I'll tell you who you have. But before that, I'll give you the opportunity to trade your guy. Like, you don't even know who he is, and you're going to swap. But you only get one of those per game unless you get a trivia question right. You can maybe get it. Okay. And the power-ups are kind of biased. I'm just going to go along as it goes.
Oh, boy.
So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
Let me go first.
What players do you want to scout? There's five players. So, you go P1, P2, P3, P4, and P5. You just scout two of them.
P2.
All right. He has my favorite name in the draft and has been on a heater until he was shut down this past Sunday by the opposing team.
So he's in the draft.
What?
So he's in the draft. Like, he's going to the NBA.
No, like in this draft, not the NBA draft. And these are all Big Ten players, by the way. Everything and before that, sorry. Shit, before anything before that, you want to answer your trivia question now?
Oh yeah.
Who won the Big Ten tournament last year?
Shit, I don't even know. Fuck.
This is not that hard.
Oh, Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your fucking power up is that you get to get the first letter of one player's name at any time throughout the game. You get it once.
So I should save that.
I mean, whatever you want, boo.
Who the fuck was P2? What's his first name? Wait, stop. Never mind. Don't tell me. I know who
fuck
it is
you,
now.
Dylan. I knew it.
I knew it is now. Fuck. Go kill yourself. I'm sorry. Well, now what? What's the first letter of P5's name?
What? It's my turn.
No, he gets to scout two players. Are you also going to scout P5 or no?
Oh, sure.
You want to scout him also?
Yeah, scout him all.
All right, his first letter of his name is a J, and he's shooting 37.8% from the field and 36.6% from three, but he did drop 30 once and can score.
Jamal.
You can actually pick up to three guards. You
can
just
I pick
have
one
to...
right now? I want Boo Booey.
All right, yeah. I kind of made it obvious. Who do you want to scout?
P4.
Leading in scoring, assist, and steals on a below-average team. Solid PG.
Oh, it's P2. Chucky Hepburn.
P2 was already drafted.
P1.
Shooting 59% field goal percentage and 41.2% from three. He's also had a couple big games in the past couple weeks with him hitting threes on offense and getting clutch steals on defense.
Fuck.
Ooh, I
fuck.
Like that guy.
You
want to
vote? Okay, would anybody like any trades?
No.
No?
Wait, I want to trade. You can have Boo Boo if I can have who that guy was.
Okay, do you want to trade? Shake on it. You got to shake on it.
Hold on. Well, I know who I just drafted after I shake his hand.
Yes.
Okay, no.
All right, I'm
no
really
deal.
Banking on the fact that this is Jalen Hood-Schifino.
No deal.
Okay, it's not. He didn't react, so no deal.
I don't even know.
Boo Boo is good, so we're fine. You don't know who Jalen Hood-Schifino is?
Which one's that? I probably know
Indiana.
Oh.
It's like the actual best point guard.
Jalen Hood. I only know him by Jalen Hood.
It's not Hood, it's Hood.
I know Hood. That's what I meant. All right. So, Joey, you drafted Sam Hoiberg.
Fuck yeah.
And you drafted Boo Booey.
Nah, he's not Jalen Hood-Schifino. I'm glad I didn't trade Boo Booey for Sam fucking Hoiberg.
He's shooting 41% for three.
Would anybody like to... There's two more. So, we scouted out all but one player. You guys can get another guard right now if you want. But...
Yeah, I'll
and
scout
you,
him.
You, what?
I'll scout him.
Did you already scout somebody?
Yeah, I scouted two people.
Then you can't scout him. Unless you get this trivia question correct.
Wait, it's my turn.
Who won
though?
Big Ten Player of the Year?
This year?
Yeah. I mean, last year.
Oh, damn. Oh, I think I know.
I'll give you a hint because I kind of
no!
fucked you over. Yeah. He went to Wisconsin. He's really ass. He's in the league right now.
Oh, Johnny Davis.
All right.
I was going to say Keegan Murray.
All right. So you already know about P4. I already told you about him. Yeah. But you can use it now or later. You get an extra scout per round.
Per?
No. Four around. Sorry, I misspoke.
Just use it now. Because we have to take... Just use it now so you have all these guys scouted.
No deal.
No
fuck
deal.
Fuck yourself.
I'm not going to take
it. All right.
Can I take player five?
You want to take... Sure.
Yeah, well, who is it?
Do you want to take a player or no?
I'll take player three.
Player three.
Is that the guy who didn't scout?
Yeah.
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 You want to take him?
Yeah.
You got Tyson Walker.
Fuck. No.
And you got Jameis Battle from Minnesota.
He's bad, isn't he?
He scored 30 once. And he shoots horrible percentages. He's pretty bad. All right, forwards.
Trade? Joey's representing Michigan State. That all right.
Walker,
happier than
Walker
before, before round two, here are the trivia Wait. Questions.
Walker for Boo Boo.
Here.
No. All
right. All
right, well, let's see how we're going.
Okay. Joey, would you like to go first or second in trivia?
Second.
Okay. How many teams are there
Wait,
in the
no,
Big
hold
Ten?
On. Going second's an advantage because he has more scouted players. So
no, I'm just saying
time.
For trivia.
Oh, okay. But he has to guess first
okay, yeah.
this time.
Yeah, sure. How many teams are in the Big Ten?
14.
Yeah. All right, you get an extra... I'm going to give you another letter thing, but it's going to be the last letter of his last name.
This is fucked up.
It was an easy question.
That's good. Is this the wings round?
What?
Is this the wings?
Forwards, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a big range.
Who was the highest drafted player in the NBA draft last year from the Big Ten?
Keemer.
Incorrect. Jaden Ivey, pick number three. All right, so, Joe,
wait,
you have to go first. You get to scout two players. Who do you want to shoot?
Wait, what was the point? Oh, he gets a power up. Wait, can I be better now? Because I got my question right, and his was just as easy, and he got it wrong.
What?
No. I already gave out the question. You were mean to me.
Fuck.
All right, go.
P2.
P2, he's best friends with the Liver King and is a three-point demon.
Oh, fuck.
All right, who else?
P5.
Has a nice beard, but is overrated. In my opinion, I should say.
Can I draft?
Or do you want to wait to draft, or do you want to just...
I'll draft number two.
Fuck! Ow, ow, ow!
Also, you can draft a second one after he drafts his first.
Okay. Ow!
All right, so who do you want to scout? One. Yeah. His face pisses me off. He played on the same high school team as Jalen Green.
Jalen Green played in a good prep school. What's the last letter of his last name?
S.
That's really helpful. Tyler Wall.
Who else do you want? Scout.
How many are left? What are the two numbers that are left?
3 and 4.
I'll take whichever one's Malik Hall, please.
3 or 4?
4. Malik Hall prefers that number.
He's averaging a quiet 20 points per game.
If he's quiet, I want him. Fuck. I don't want to draft anyone right now.
You have Joey. To draft somebody.
Oh, I'll take player. What? Can you read the descriptions?
No, you gotta know him. You scouted.
Who's the one that we haven't scouted yet? I'll take him.
Player 3.
Yeah, give me him.
Okay.
Who was it?
You, the ground's not... Okay, so you guys... Wait, do you want to trade? Players,
right? I'm just picking starting...
Oh, wait. Have you announced that he has traded Jackson Davis yet?
Do you want to trade or no?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. I'll give you boo-boo. I'll give you boo-boo.
Do you want to trade or no?
No.
Okay, first round of the forwards, or the first part, you drafted Miller Kopp.
Miller Kopp is the Liver King.
And you got...
But you didn't get Trace Jackson Davis.
No, he talked to the actual Liver King, I'm pretty sure.
I thought you got Trace Jackson Davis.
And you drafted Peyton Sanford.
Oh, fuck yeah, he's
His
sick.
His description was he type of guy you want to date your daughter.
He cooked the shit out of Michigan. Well, that could have... Yeah, no, Michigan State.
It's fine, he's a glue guy.
I know, that was the point. Half these
Did you not think
bad.
You had Trace Jackson Davis?
What? Yeah, I thought it was.
Okay, good. Okay. You seem less upset. All
right, do you want another... Does anybody want another... So, who has two guards?
He does. Both do.
You both do? Do you want a second forward, or do you want to double up on bigs?
I want two bigs.
We should just do the same things, because that way we have even teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this way one of us can get Hunter Dickinson and Zach Edey. If someone gets Hunter Dickinson and Zach Edey.
Okay.
If I do, I'll win.
All right, round three. Here's the trivia. Alex, what is the oldest Big Ten school?
Well, that's a fucked up question. Let me think about this. I'm going to say...
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
You can't have one.
Oh!
I'm going to say Michigan.
Northwestern. First Big Ten school to win a national championship. Joey.
Huh. What? What'd you say?
First Big Ten school to win a national championship.
In what sport?
Basketball.
Basketball, you fucking moron.
Yeah, this is a soccer podcast now.
Yeah, fast break actually means soccer.
That's currently in the Big Ten?
Yeah, they're still in the Big Ten.
In Indiana.
Correct. Oh, you get an extra trade.
Easy one. Wait, what? A trade?
He can force a trade with me?
Two forced trades now, Jerry.
Wait, I get to
this
force
This game's
trade.
Stupid, dude.
Alright, well, he has to use them both by the end of this round, so it's not going to be much use.
When do I get... Do I get any?
You got your question wrong.
Well, he gets two forced trades, so what about me? Do I not get any?
You already used your forced trade.
No, I didn't. When did I use a forced trade?
Wait, did he?
No.
Ew, my bad.
This game is rigged as fuck.
I'm trading for Boo Booey.
You're doing it now?
No, you can't do it now. It's
This game is bullshit. Right, I lost. Go. If he gets two forced trades, I can't win.
Yo, but he won't know who they are. It's when you're blind. That's why I was saying.
Okay. You did a poor job of explaining that.
I got fucking 20 seconds to explain, so yeah. All right. First, who wants... You have the scout.
Three.
Oh, there's only four bigs, by the way. The best post player in the Big Ten, in my opinion, turns other Big Papas into little mamas.
I'll take him.
I'll trade for him.
Okay, you'll take him. Joey, you want to trade for him immediately?
Yeah, yeah.
Who are you going to take, though? Player one?
I'll give him, like, player... Wait, what number is he?
He was player three.
I'll give him player four.
Okay. And then who do you want? Who do you want to scout for your second one?
P2.
Oh.
All right, you'll scout player two. Nicknamed Soul Taker, he's very tall and a big papa.
Don't read me the description.
That's what I
do. So do you want him or do you want the unknown?
It doesn't matter. You'll just flip him anyways. I'll take the unknown guy.
Okay, you'll take the unknown guy.
All right, I get two scouts, right? So I'll just cut those two. One and two.
You already heard.
You're retarded. We already have the players.
Yeah. Okay, first round, you got Hunt and Dickinson from the trade. You got Trace Jackson Davis.
Wait. I get two scouts, though, right?
And yeah.
Get
draft another you team. Only have one more player to scout. Doesn't matter. Because there's only four big.
You have to take him.
All right, do you want the last scout?
Yeah.
Averaging under 2 assists per game, has a 61.2% field goal percentage. That's the guy you took.
Oh, fuck, he got Zach Edey.
All right, so just take the other guy.
Do you want to trade or no?
No.
You don't?
Wait.
You want?
I feel like you're gaslighting. I feel like this guy's going to be really good.
What's happening?
You're just like cherry-picking random stats.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Maybe he's really bad or maybe he's really good.
Stop. Don't trade him. Just don't trade him.
I'll trade.
All right, so you get Soul Taker and you get the guy that only averages 2 assists per game.
Who did I get?
You got Stephen Crowell, the big man for Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
And you got Zach Edey.
Zach Edey's not shooting 60%. He's shooting like 74, I thought.
It's what it says on ESPN, sir. All right.
Yeah, so, good fuck,
I tried to reverse psychology you.
All right, can we do one more trade? I'll give you Tyson Walker because your team's already fucked.
For the Boo-boo. Fucker from... No, what? That's not even good for me. For the fucker from Minnesota.
No. I'll trade both my guards for your guards.
Who's your other guard?
Sam Hoiberg.
Was Kelsey Tominaga on there?
No. Oh. It was Chucky.
Well, I've never had a real Chucky. Chance. Good, I'm glad no one ended up with that fucking piss-poor poverty Chucky Hepburn.
Yeah, but you got a piss-poor poverty fucking team.
Yeah, because you rigged the game. You got to pick every single player that I drafted in the last round.
Should have gotten your question right. That was going to be the OD round.
We got the same amount of questions right.
Yep.
Yeah, you fucked.
Yeah, but he got the harder one right.
Indiana being the first team to win a...
Yep, it's extremely hard.
He got the Jaden Ivey question wrong. That one was so easy.
I know. Wouldn't have gotten him a good
thing. I got wrong who the oldest school was. No one was going to get that.
Exactly. That's why I gave
Indiana,
it to you.
Yeah, I would have gotten that one too.
All right. Do you want to cry about it?
I know that Northwestern was the first team. With, like, Chicago State.
I mean, as we think about
University
it.
University of Chicago. Makes sense. Because it, like, started in Illinois.
All right. Any last words? This is a shorter podcast just because I
feel... Yeah, this game was rigged.
Yeah. Stay mad, buddy.
You have Tyson
Walker. Cry about it, buddy.
I have Hunter Dickinson. Fuck you. You want to trade him for Tyson Walker?
Deal.
I have Tyson Walker.
All right, your final team is Tyson Walker, Jameson Battle, and Boo Booey. Then who else do you have?
No,
Malik Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Malik Hall.
What?
Stephen Cowell.
Steve. All right, I think that's it.
I have Malik Hall.
Does anybody want to say anything else?
Malik Hall is going
to tune in. Colgate plays tomorrow at 6 p.m. Roll Raiders.
All right, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Wait, I have a last word.
Oh, okay. You always do.
I don't know. I just wanted to be the last one to speak.
All right. Well, then I'll finish off. I say,
go Marshall! Yay!
Next episode's going to be a little more structured. I don't think we're going to be doing it in a car. And if we do, we're going to have notes, so we won't just be reading off phones. So it'll be a better episode, so stay tuned for that.
And
Alex Neal said he wants to make a game show where he gets to be the host. That's what I heard.
No, I don't.
All right. Then I'm not making a game show.
Michael's a bitch.
Thank you, Jack, for watching, and we'll see you guys later.
And here's... We'll send you straight to Anchor.